Hello and welcome to a new Bible study entitled Prophetic Lessons from the Coronavirus Crisis. Today in this short session, we'll just be introducing this topic and this whole study that we're about to engage in. I do welcome you and thank you for joining me. I am Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry, serving in the Midwest, based in Columbus, Wisconsin. And in this introductory session, I'd like to do basically what I would do in the first few minutes, oftentimes, if I were coming to present this material or any other material live in your church building, before your group, I would take a few minutes to introduce our ministry and the Friends of Israel. And I would talk about what the Friends of Israel stands for and why we're here and what we're doing. So that's what I'd like to do here in this time that we have, just by way of a few slides that introduce our ministry to you. One question that I always enjoy asking is, have you heard of the Friends of Israel before? And of course, some churches you'll have everyone raise their hand, and other churches you'll have no one raise their hand. Sometimes there will be more people who will have heard of our magazine, which I'll talk about a little bit later, Israel My Glory, than have actually heard of the ministry itself, the Friends of Israel. Sometimes I'll ask, how long do you think the Friends of Israel has been around? It's been around a really long time, and I know that to some young people that might mean that it's been around at least since the 1990s. And I'll keep backing that up and say, how many think the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, the 50s? Not too many people, unless they know the answer, guess that the Friends of Israel goes back to 1938. And 3 weeks after the official launch of the Holocaust, November 9 and 10, an event called Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, and Hitler launched the Holocaust across Germany and across Europe. And the next month, the Friends of Israel began in Philadelphia, and men like Dr. Harry Ironside of the Moody Church and Louis Sperry Chafer, the co-founder of Dallas Seminary, and others came together and formed this ministry at that time, and God has blessed it now for 82 years. And so we rejoice in that, that 10 years before there was the modern state of Israel, there was the Friends of Israel, what is now the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. We're a worldwide evangelical ministry proclaiming biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah while bringing physical and spiritual comfort to the Jewish people. And we're a multifaceted organization that does all of those things in many different ways. You can read all about both the history and the work of the Friends of Israel at foi.org. And I encourage you to go there and make use of the many, many resources, including many free resources that are available for you there, to read and learn more and understand about the Friends of Israel and become involved with the worldwide work of this ministry that God has blessed for these many decades and that God is using throughout the world today. And again, I alluded to our magazine, which is called Israel My Glory, which has been published continually since 1942. And that magazine is one of the most widely distributed Christian magazines in the world today, and it's highly respected. And God has used it in many different countries, and many people enjoy reading every other month of Israel My Glory, the flagship publication of the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. The last church we were in before the shutdown began, an elderly gentleman came up to me and said, when I receive Israel My Glory in the mail, I sit down and read it cover to cover. And we thank God for people reading and learning from Israel My Glory. You can read it online at israelmyglory.org. You can get a free subscription, if you'd like, to the paper, hard copy. And you can also catch up even with older issues online and also through the app on your phone. And you can find all about that at israelmyglory.org and foi.org. The Friends of Israel also has a weekly half-hour radio program. My boss and my friend, Chris Katulka, is the Bible teacher, and he is found at foiradio.org to hear the Friends of Israel Today weekly radio program. I have VCY America on the screen because I'm located in Wisconsin, and so here in Wisconsin in the Midwest, you can hear it on the radio or online, including on sermonaudio.com if you pick the VCY America stream live on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. And I encourage you to listen in for much teaching and news and information from the Friends of Israel on the Friends of Israel Today. We also have our own page at foi.org. That's a page where people can donate to our ministry. Primarily, that's the purpose of that page. And so if you're interested, I invite you to look at that, foi.org/sharf. That's my wife, Lynette, sitting at our display table at an event we had last year. And so we're bringing that to you virtually here in this online study. And I'll say a little more about that before I close this time. But please feel free to visit our page at foi.org/sharf. Any donation to our ministry will be a great help and encouragement, and we invite you to be part of the team and become part of the Friends of Israel yourself by allowing us to do the work of the Friends of Israel. You can also become the Friends of Israel, and we invite, first of all, your prayer support and also your financial giving if God would so lead and enable you and allow you to be a blessing in that way. I do also have a page on Sermon Audio that many of you are now aware of. If you're watching this through Sermon Audio, you obviously are. And I encourage you to visit my page there often. It will be changing regularly and new material added. I have much older material I hope to upload as I have time going forward, and of course much new material that will be produced, and I invite you to stay current with all of that and keep up with all that we're doing on sermonaudio.com/psharf. And this is my page for the Friends of Israel and my ministry within the Friends of Israel, and I thank you for joining me here for this study. And a word about that, I've long had a desire and a vision to do an online Bible study in my ministry with the Friends of Israel. And this, of course, is the beginnings of that, and I say it's the beginnings because this may not be the final format. It's a PowerPoint-based video with me talking, and that can be an effective way to communicate. It's obviously not the utmost in production value or anything like that. I hope that the content will be something that you will find appealing and interesting and edifying, that it'll bring you back, and I hope you'll find it helpful. I hope it will encourage God's people, but it's obviously not TV broadcast quality or anything like that at this point. We may work towards some of those goals in the future. Things may change as far as how and when and where this material is provided, but out of humble beginnings, we start with our online Bible study here in this format, in this fashion, at this time. And this crisis, the coronavirus crisis, has given us the necessity now of doing something that we really should do anyway and that we've wanted to do and that we now have the time and the opportunity to do. And that is things like begin this online Bible study. And so I'm so grateful that you've joined us, that you're a part. And please keep watching again for this and many other things, including the start of a new series of interviews that I'll be doing and posting here on Sermon Audio. I do also have a weekly column that I've begun that appears on Sermon Audio, and I'd like to expand it to other outlets, and one that currently has been running it is sharperiron.org, and I have a specific article that's in support of this series called Like Sinking Sand, It Falls, that relates to the coronavirus crisis and all its after effects that we're seeing in the culture. So I invite you to read that article as well, and I hope that will be useful to you. So that's our introduction to this topic, which takes us just simply through, as I said, our first few minutes together just to get acquainted and to present the type of introduction, a broad introduction I might give if I were coming to speak to your Sunday school class, your church, your fellowship group, your small group, your school, and just tells you a little bit about who I am and what I'm doing and what the Friends of Israel is all about. Hope you find that to be encouraging today. And from there, we will go into our study of the material itself, the coronavirus crisis. So I invite you to join us for the next video, which will be part one of our study, and I look forward to meeting with you there. So this is Paul Scharf for the Friends of Israel praying that every blessing will come to you from God today. Thanks for joining me.